I just want to touch on a few things in relation to where the CRC has gone and where we've gone with the community. There are a few givens I want to touch on, and then I want to really look at the information flow that we give to the community during a bushfire to empower them to do what they have to do. If we take as a given that the interface is increasing, we have the sea change and the tree change people both causing us problems. We have a CRC that was actually formed on that relationship and that increase in the urban interface. We currently have limited to no planning requirements within those areas. So when we're talking about planning, we're also talking about some other issues that are taking a long time. I'll give an example. The Australian Standard for Construction in bushfire-prone areas. The update of that is 10 years in the making and still hasn't been completed. And we talk about the bureaucratic processes that interfere with that and planning. On top of that, we talk about the community as being part of the solution. My colleagues have spoken about that. And the community is a part of the solution. And we've been looking at that for a number of years. People say, isn't this a new invention of the fire services? The last 3 or 4 years, community intervention has been fantastic. It's been 10, 15 years in the making. Something like this does not happen overnight. You start to educate a community and change behaviour in a community, you don't do it with a few nasty ads on TV that scare people and a few programs and a few brochures. You do it with a long-term strategy. And we've been undertaking that. And if you assume that those people are going to do the work and be part of the community and help us in the fire situation, then we have to give them knowledge and a full understanding of what to do during the fire so that they're trained for it, and then make sure when the fire's on that they are kept well and truly informed so they can react appropriately to the danger and the risk assessment they've done personally at a local level. And educating people will also, at that stage, hopefully have people who are less angry, who are more informed, and those people who are the so-called experts, the local experts, are those with the true knowledge. There are those who speak the loudest and those that are kind of the same standing as creationism. So we have to look at the local expert and define those who have the true knowledge, because I'm finding around the whole of Australia there are so many darn local experts that we don't really need a CRC. If we're going to inform the community, we need to do it in an accurate and in real time. And we have to do it in such a way that they can collect the information from wherever they are and however they wish to receive the information. And the diversity of our communities means that we have to give it in a large number of different languages, understand the cultural impacts, understand the ability to get the information. A farmer's got a bit of copper wire going out to his farm. They don't have broadband. How do we actually give them that information so that they can collect it? Unlike some people that happened to us, we loaded up maps onto our system. Our GIS department loaded the maps up, 17 layers, copper wire, 3 hours to download. So we had to improve our system for that flow. So some of the challenges for the future are looking at information flow into the community. And they are for the CRC to look at, and I think other people to look at, the technical processes by which we get the information out there to ensure that there are a diverse number of ways people can get information, and the appropriate cues to ensure that they take heed of what's said and take the appropriate action that relates directly to their training and that their training is reinforced. And some of the things that have occurred over this and the last few fire seasons have indicated to me very, very strongly that there is a massive thirst for information out there. Let me give you some figures. Phone calls to our information line, 44,000 over this fire season, to get information which they could talk about what's happening near their home. Community meetings, 56,000 people sat through community meetings during the fires. 200 million hits on our website. On the eve coming up to Christmas, when the fires diminished because of rain Christmas Eve, we were second only to Santa Claus on hits. And that's the sort of thirst the community has for this knowledge, and we have to provide it. The ABC, I'll talk about 3AW later. Sorry, Ian. Ian has been a leader in helping us in that process and needs to be commended with the ABC and the work they've done. And if you look at some of the indicators, the ABC interrupted tennis finals to give fire information out. The ABC led with full days on the fires and closed up their normal programming. The issue for me was fantastic community effort, but when you look at the thirst for knowledge, they actually forced 3AW to follow on because the ratings were so good they had to convince Go Across and do the same thing with their community information flows. So there is a massive thirst for knowledge out there. I'll go back to the two things I think are essential. Knowing the technical way to get out there and knowing the cues to ensure they take the right action with the education that we've given them. And if we don't have them, we don't have a good community engagement. Thank you very much.